Discovery launch scrubbed, clouds too hard, says NASA. 8th of December 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Beads for my hair. Shuttle launch site, Cape Canaveral, Florida. The space shuttle Discovery is still on the ground after missing its launch window because of clouds. For the last week, the chance of survival during launch has fallen from about 80% on Monday to less than 40% on Thursday, dipping as low as 10% on Friday. David Mould, the unfortunately named chief spokesman for NASA, said, quote, a 10% chance of survival is slightly too low, even for us, unquote. This cancellation has ended the chance that this would be the first nighttime launch of the shuttle in 4 years. Previous launches were required to take place during the day so engineers on the ground could track the gradual destruction of the shuttle by chunks of falling lightweight foam. The move towards the nighttime launch shows a bold new policy shift at the heart of NASA. A stunned audience was told, quote, we just don't care anymore. We are now operating under the theory that what you can't see can't hurt you, unquote. Sounds like Scientology. NASA is currently under pressure to launch the shuttle by December 17th because of the cutting edge, at least in 1978, 8-bit transistor computers on board can't handle such sophisticated tasks as changing the year digit from 06 to 07 while flying. NASA's not too concerned, though. Mould insisted, quote, we haven't proven that this will cause the shuttle to immediately immolate itself in an immense ball of flame, killing everyone on board and destroying billions of dollars worth of hardware. So it's a negligible risk compared to launching through clouds, unquote. Discovery's crew is likely to spend the last days on Earth fasting, praying, and repenting for their sins. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.